Hi, this is in reference to the protest that took place at Bathurst and Clark in Thornhill, across from the Bayit Shul, the Beth Avraham of Yosef Toronto Synagogue. I'm messaging as both a mother and a community member and as a teacher. So for starters, my daughter attends a school and the bus stop is at the Eitz Chaim school, located right next to the synagogue. The location was changed, and because of that, we had to make other arrangements for her to get picked up from school. And my husband is a teacher in the York Region District School Board, and he had to leave school work early that day in order to make it because the arrangement that we normally had was somebody walking to pick her up, and they were unable to walk to her given the new distance. So that was very inconvenient, and I work late. I was unable to leave work. The biggest concern for me as a mother was that we live right next door to the synagogue, maybe about a 30-second walk, just a few houses down. And we were in my house with the windows closed. And for about, I would say, a good 4 hours, we heard people chanting for our death, for our people's death, for the destruction of Israel, and countless curse words. And my daughter was very scared. She's 9 years old. I had nowhere to take her. She was crying and crying. I called non-emergency police. I asked them to please try to help us. We're feeling very unsafe. They said there's nothing they can do, that there are a lot of officers there. I said, well, watching it is not sufficient. I will say that I had to walk my son to prayers, because obviously the neighborhood was not safe. I will also tell you that there were a lot of teenagers hanging around, and they chased a car of Jewish kids, and they were on my street chasing them, coming out of their cars. Thankfully, nothing happened. I will tell you that I'm a Canadian, and I have never, ever felt so unsafe in my life. And we were actually incredibly, incredibly concerned. It was just unbelievable. What really, really upset me also is that the side supporting the people who live in Gaza, they were constantly going on the sidewalk and the police did nothing. But when we as Jews stepped 1 foot off where they wanted us to stand, they were very quick to push us back. Very quick, and that was very obvious. They were much tougher on the Jews, and I will believe that that was a case not because of anti-Semitism, but because they know we are very obedient. But that was really upsetting to watch, and I will tell you that we felt very unsafe, and I feel that the police were there, but I do not feel that they did a good job, because a good job would say you're in a residential area. You cannot be screaming for people's death, because everybody knows from the river to the sea what it means. If you don't know what it means, then you need to educate yourself. And also, fuck Jews is incredibly, incredibly petrifying. Kill Jews. Jews are murderers. Jews are rapists and things like that. That they allowed that to happen. I just wonder what would happen if they were be saying it about other nationalities, other races, if the police would have allowed it, I'm pretty sure they wouldn't have, because I'm pretty sure that's not allowed. And just as a Canadian, I was I didn't feel that the police did a good job. I feel that they had the tools to do it, but they didn't use full force, and I think they should have, and I think they shouldn't have allowed it.